Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 19th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing pretty well. I really thought that I was going to be able to kick my feet up for this podcast, but I am not. I'm going to be doing a little bit of work here today. So happy to be here.
Did Marty tell you?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Yesterday, like when I woke up in the morning, I didn't understand. Like everybody was like sending me these pics of this red gummy bear. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why are multiple people sending me a red gummy bear picture? I understand did now, of course.
Did I wake up in an alternate universe? Is everyone just gummy bears?
Exactly. I was like, what is happening? I'm like, I guess it has to be Big Brother, but I don't understand the context right now.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 52 in the house. And we have already covered the big thing from yesterday. We covered that yesterday on the update, but we can give you a quick little reset here to start the day. So Marty is the HOH. He nominated Josh and Betty. Betty won the veto. Summer got safety from Canada, and that meant that Marty was going to have to nominate one of the five people in the alliance. Obviously couldn't nominate himself, so one of the four other people in the five. He was initially going to nominate Kevin. There was a conversation between him and Kevin the night before where it seems as though Kevin managed to finally convince him, don't just auto-nominate me. Let's keep the group together. And so Marty came up with a plan. The plan was for everybody to draw gummy bears out of a bucket. And the person who draws the red gummy bear goes up on the block and because it shouldn't matter. That's the point of the exercise, is that it shouldn't matter who goes up, because they're all going to be voting for that person to stay regardless. And so he gave Gino the option. You don't have to be included in this because of our history. I will give you the option of whether or not you want your gummy bear to be included. And we shouldn't be surprised, but Gino did in fact want to include his gummy bear. He says later, I was just trying to be nice.
Oh, trying to be nice is not where it's at. That's not how you win this game. I was like, Gino, three of the five of you in this room right now were involved in a flopped flip to take you out of the game during the double. So I would have been like, my spidey senses would have been going off. I'd be like, you don't want me to, I can sit this one out. Okay. I'm sorry, guys, but like, I'll vote however we're supposed to vote. But I would definitely be sitting this one out.
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to the Kyle situation, to every situation. It's like, you don't, like, gratitude gets you nowhere in the game. Like, being like, okay, I'll put my gummy in, and then they'll see that I'm such a team player. They don't care.
They're playing a game. They want to win. Like, it's an easy way to get you out. Like,
so Gino ends up with the red gummy bear, and that means that he will be going on the block. And that's what happens. Marty talks to Kevin, says, look, I don't want you to feel like you're on the bottom. I want Jace out first from the five. I only promised Gino final four. I hope this proves to you that I've got you. Kevin says again, like, this is such, that was such a great idea. I'm definitely taking you to the final two, Marty. Marty says, awesome. Now that Gino's going up on the block, I think that you shouldn't talk to Josh or Summer or Betty this week. Just don't be seen around them too much. We want to make sure that Gino feels comfortable. Marty is going to the day 53 in the morning, make Gino some breakfast, just to make sure he feels comfortable. So he really wants to make sure Kevin is not making Gino feel uncomfortable this week.
It's definitely kind of like grooming him for the slaughter. Like, the poor guy is going to be like, okay, everybody's being so nice to me. They're taking care of me. They're, you know, saying that they're going to keep me in this game. So he's not going to necessarily know that what's coming for him on Thursday. Do you think it's going to be a blindside in the end?
Well, that's something what we got to talk about today, because it is a topic of conversation, how this is going to play. We do get to the veto ceremony. And Betty takes herself off the block, and Marty does, in fact, replace her with Gino.
I mean, I felt really bad for Gino all day, because, like, he just has, like, a really kind face, and, like, he just looks so naive, and, like, he's really believing in these people, and he's kind of cuddling with JC Lynn at times, and, like, you know, I feel so bad for him that he, like, his nice guy act is, or, like, personality is going to take him out of this game, most likely.
Oh boy, it's pretty wild. Summer and Betty and Josh talk. They can't believe how much of a wild card Marty is. Betty and Summer agree they will be keeping Josh. Summer says, I'm not keeping Gino. Betty says, they hope that they can get Kevin. Kevin is kind of the person that they're putting their hopes on, that if Kevin votes with them, Josh will stay. They don't know, obviously, that Kevin and Helena are already on board to take Gino out and keep Josh. And Josh is not telling them that he knows that he has them. And so they're thinking, okay, Kevin is the person we can get. There's conversation throughout the day between Betty and Summer about feeling like Kevin is the person they should be attempting to get. They're obviously going to campaign to Helena as well, but they don't really trust Helena. They're kind of concerned about where she really truly stands. So Kevin is the person they're focusing on. And Betty says, look, if Kevin votes with us, I am not putting him on the block, like in a triple or anything like that. Like, he is good with me. And Summer agrees, like, if Kevin's with us, then, you know, he's not going up.
Wow, that's really dangerous. You know, like, I mean, Kevin, he's been able to really hide in the shadows, and nobody really sees what he's doing. And Marty got an inkling of, like, okay, maybe he's doing more than it appears to be. And he lost that sense and went towards the gummy bears. Like, I don't even know how he had that thought about the gummy bears to be able to do that this round. I do think that it's good for Kevin's game, obviously, that making this move, he's going to be able to just be taken in by the other side, and he'll be protected by them. So it could be good. And hopefully it's their time to win an HOH this week. So I'm rooting for Kevin, obviously. So
well,
I have it from the beginning, which is shocking.
Yes. So Kevin, Josh, and Helena get together. They celebrate a little bit. Kevin lets Josh know that he's actually not allowed to talk to him. That he's under strict instructions. Josh is not on the approved list of people that Kevin can talk to. They also go on to explain the gummy bear situation.
Who would believe it? Nobody would believe the gummy bear situation. And I'm wondering, though, like, did they feel a little bit differently? Because it's also really unfortunate for Gino that he just got left with a gummy bear. And so I'm wondering if four gummy bears felt one way and one gummy bear might have been a little bit stickier or a little bit stiffer and they just didn't choose that one. I'm like, he really was unlucky here.
So Helena does mention that she felt like she saw the red gummy bear stuck on the bottom. And I went back. Marty does shake it and he puts his hand down and he's moving them around. So I'm not sure that really mattered. But I think Helena did intentionally go away from where she saw the red gummy bear last. Kevin has an idea about the statistics of this draw. That he is going to be going on about all day long. Even this morning, he is still on about it. What idiots. I can't believe that they didn't realize that by Gino going last, he had the worst odds. Because going first gives you a 75% chance of being safe. And going last, I'm pretty sure, means you have a 25% chance of being safe. He's like, I can't wait for people to draw up some diagrams of this. This has reinvigorated my love of math. Who knew that Big Brother Canada would do that? Real life applications to mathematical issues.
Is Christian Hubicki going to be on the pod on Wednesday?
maybe he needs Christian Hubicki to explain this to him because he's dead wrong. He's going on about this so much about how, like, man, like going first is a better odds than going last because after Helena picks, now you have a 2 in 3 chance of being safe. And then after that, it's a 50-50 chance. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
So, I understand the logic, though. At least it's more sound than 25 hours in a day.
Maybe. So I think the reason you think this is because it's sort of like knowing the result, knowing that after Helena picked that the red gummy bear was still in there. That if you then saw like, okay, Helena has picked and she shows it's not a red gummy bear, then the next draw, you know that Jace has a 1 in 3 chance of getting the red gummy bear. You're at it. But before anybody picks, even if you do that, it's still just 25% all the way through.
Yes, I agree with you, but I understand Kevin's logic here.
But he's so confident.
Well, he has nothing else to think about. Because, you know, it kind of obviously has affected the results of it all that Gino didn't get to pick. He went last. He got the red gummy bear. So it seems like statistically, you know, the odds were decreasing. So I see the path to logic here.
Yeah, it's the diagram I'm drawing for Kevin is just wrong. Just wrong on a piece of paper. Just wrong. Okay. So I just had to get that out of the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Initially, I was just like, Kevin seems confused about the statistics of the situation. And I was going to move on. But he keeps bringing it up. It's like, dude, you got to stop. You're making me lose it here. Stop. Oh man.
He will definitely stop when he comes out of the house. He'll be like, oh, whoops.
Stop, please.
Yes, please.
Please.
Okay. So, they do discuss the possibility of splitting the vote, to keep Josh, something like 3-2. Where Kevin would vote to keep Josh and Helena would vote to evict Josh or something along those lines. Kevin though says, I don't want to take that risk. Let's just make it 4-1. I think that's the best way to go. That's what they're currently thinking. Josh is not going to tell Summer and Betty that he's got the votes yet. He's going to continue to act like, I don't really know where they stand. And he also lets Helena know, like, you got to work on Summer and Betty because they're like not super pleased with you.
Well, and they shouldn't really be. Helena is not really working with them unless it has to benefit her game. And so she does need to put some work in with them. And so in this triple that they are anticipating it, like she should decide that, like, hey, I don't want these two women to be putting me up on the block here. So yeah, it's time to put in some work. You guys are all studying all day long. You should also be making some good headway with your friendships. Mm.
So Kevin talks to Helena a bit as well. Helena is a little concerned about, like, what if he turns on us though? Like, is he really going to cut Summer or Betty before us? And Kevin's like, I think he will. I think he's with us. Helena says, okay, well, we do have some information that we can drop, right? They now know that Jace had the secret veto. And while that was great information to use with Marty, if Josh, Summer, and Betty find out that she had the secret veto, that can help blow up Jace, right? Like, hey, you thought that Jace was against Marty. You thought that her and Gino were going to try and backdoor Marty last week. Actually, she had the secret veto, decided not to use it. That goes to show where her true loyalties lie. She's a liar, blah, 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 right? So they have that information to drop. That will hopefully help keep, Betty and Summer separate from Jace, give Helena sort of an in to walk through, if they need to.
Do you think that that's actually going to work? I mean, I know it would, create some distrust, obviously, with them as well. But, like, I don't think that it's going to change Summer's mind about JC Lynn. I think that she still doesn't really care for her that much. And also, though, I could definitely see them, if JC Lynn's by herself, them wanting to maybe bring in JC Lynn. So I don't know if it's actually going to work, but I haven't thought it through.
I think the big thing is that there's still a connection between Betty and Jace, because Betty, Josh, Jace, and Gino had a Final Four at one point. Part of that Final Four was, hey, the plan is to backdoor Marty. And Josh and Betty were in on that plan last week from when Gino was HOH. And the worry here is that, because Jace is actively trying to push in the other direction, Jace actually has already now told Summer and Betty that, hey, Helena has a final two with Marty, which we'll get to soon. But Jace is trying to connect Helena to Marty and be like, hey, I'm the person you want to keep around against Marty. And so in the event of a triple eviction, you could theoretically see them thinking Marty and Helena are my two main nominations, and then maybe Jace is a third, maybe Kevin is a third. Like, that's a huge difference, Jace or Kevin or something along those lines. So obviously Kevin getting the I won't nominate Kevin if he votes to keep Josh treatment is very good for them. But in addition to that, they want to make sure that Jace is that nomination. And so if they're able to drop this information, particularly on Betty, that, like, hey, you think that that Jace is against Marty, but Jace actually had the opportunity to take Marty out in Gino's HOH week and did not. In addition to the fact that by the end of the week, Kevin and Helena should both be voting to keep Josh, which should sort of hopefully further, get them to the place where, okay, so it's really, it's Jace and Marty. They are the enemies. Mm-hmm. Even if we want to take out Marty, even if we don't really care about taking out Jace, we need them both definitely on the block, at least,
right,
in the triple eviction. As long as the two of them are on the block in the triple eviction, Kevin and Helena should be okay, as long as they don't win the veto, which could get a little bit tricky. But either way, that's the play. And it's, will it work? Who knows? But it is valuable information to keep on board.
Okay, absolutely. I totally forgot about that Final Four that they had made, and that agreement. So that would be pretty bad that they A, kept that information, and B, they didn't follow through with the intended plan of that group. So yes, I could see that putting Jace in a little bit more hot water than I originally thought.
They do both agree that Gino was dumb to agree with the gummy draw. That, what was he thinking?
Well, everybody's somebody said that. Even Jed tweeted out, like, thank goodness somebody did something worse than I did in my season so they could have the Bonehead Move Award. Like, it's bad.
Was it worse though, Jed?
Do you know what it was? I don't think it actually was worse, but pretty bad. It's definitely in the running. If there's going to be any awards, like, you know, 10-year, what are the worst moves of Big Brother Canada history? I think that they'll be fighting for the top spot.
Yeah, the gummy bear is definitely not great. They agree their nominations for the triple would probably be something like Marty, Jace, and Summer, or Marty, Jace, and Betty. And that they will use the veto on each other if possible in the triple eviction, no questions asked.
I mean, I love that. I do love that we've been watching their game relationship grow. And I love that they plan things. I love that they are really been trying to get their agendas across. And so I'm happy that they're both going to make sure that they're taking care of each other, because I do want them both to survive the triple. That would be ideal. Yeah.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Gino and Jace are going to talk a little bit. Gino says, I really shouldn't have put my gummy bear in the bucket. We had better odds. We had 2-1 odds that Kevin or Helena would go up. And I don't know why I did that. I just did it. I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, he's being the nice guy. And I guess he doesn't have that the killer instinct in this game, because as soon, like, my ears would just be like, oh, you say I don't have to be participating? I'll be like, okay, I'm going to take that. Thank you, head of household. Like, you know, you don't want me to be part of this draw, but, like, you know, let him see. If you want to support the group, you can support from the sidelines. But as Gino being, like, you know, pretty, he's won a few competitions. He's definitely been on people's mind for a target. I'm just like, the fact that both of them feel like it's a possibility that everybody's going to follow through is just, it's wild to me. There's no way I would believe that if I was in the house.
Yeah.
It's wild. Would you?
Would I put my gummy bear in the mix?
Would you put your gummy bear in the mix? And if you did put it in the mix, would you think that Helena and Kevin were going to keep you?
No. I mean, I don't know if I would know if I would think that Kevin and Helena would keep me, but there's no chance. The second Marty pulls out the gummy bears, I'm already thinking about arguments for why we should not do this. Like, that don't have to do with, like, oh, well, we don't trust each other. Just like, oh no, I don't think this is the right way to do this. Like they do this on Survivor. Like nobody likes the rock draw. Like this has been done before and the fans really hate it. The fans really hate the gummy bear thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'd be thinking about like what arguments can I make to prevent this draw from happening in the first place? Then the second Marty says, and so Taryn, you know, due to our history, I did not include one of your gummy bears. I'm like, okay, now I'm thinking about how great this idea is. This is actually, fans love it when we do gummy bear draws. This is going to be so exciting. The chaos is going to be, people are going to love this. Let's have them. I'm right here with you. It's you and me. And then it's those three. They're drawing those gummy bears.
I would like to see you then in this position because we didn't get that reaction from Gino, unfortunately.
I mean, it's probably a more boring reaction because I'd be like, yeah, no, you're good. We don't need a gummy bear in there.
We'll get you in the diary room.
Yeah. All right. So, Jace is very annoyed. She's very annoyed at Kevin. Not at anything necessarily that Kevin has done. But she's annoyed at the fact that Kevin is not on the block. And it brings you back to, when Betty was annoyed that Kevin wasn't on the block.
You told me I was a terrible person.
Yeah. And I meant that.
this is what Kevin faces going into the game, just being who he is, that like right from the very start he was seen as somebody that should easily go up on the block, and as soon as he started actually doing enough work to prevent himself from going on the block, people started being pissed off that he wasn't on the block just because of who he is, of who, like the fact that he should be on the block. And first it was Betty. Now it's Jace. Like, what? Kevin should be on the block. It's Kevin. Look at him.
I mean, he should be on the block. He really should. I mean, we talked about it already, but like with the fact that he was caught in that clandestine conversation, as you mentioned, with Josh, like that should have been, sorry, Marty being like, I just need to know where your vote is going to be. Let me put you up next to Josh. I'm sorry that I have to do this, but he really should be the one that's up there. So,
I mean, very, very fair. She did think it should be Kevin even before she had any inclination that he would flip. But in reality, yes, it should be Kevin or Helena, really. That really should be either one of them. But it's what's funny is that Betty is like going around like, can you believe Jace is talking about how it should have been Kevin? And now Kevin's walking around also. I can't believe that she would do that. I don't like people treating Kevin like
that. Oh, I mean, I can't believe that they still think that Kevin is like down and out and, you know, he's just happy to be here. And, you know, he's like literally puppet mastering this whole season. And they have absolutely no idea what's going on. It's beautiful.
And like to some degree here, it's like, look, I get it. I mean, it's Marty. He's just theoretically turned on you for the fourth time. But at the same time,
you volunteered.
Him. Yeah, you like he said, Gino, you don't have a gummy bear. This is me saying I'm not turning on you. And Gino was like, Marty was like, look, here's a knife. I'm going to put it up against your back, but I'm not putting it in. Okay. Not putting it in unless you want me to, cause I'm putting it in a little bit of all of their backs. Do you want to share the knife? He's like, you know, yeah. Just like put it. Yeah. Just a little bit. Oh no. It went all the way in. What? Marty, how could you? Unbelievable, Marty.
Can't believe he did that. Can't believe it. I mean, I guess I understand where they were coming from, because it did feel when they were sitting in that room, he was kind of interrogating them and be like, you're going to do this, right? You're going to do this, right? You just kind of hammering it in, like, and it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, Canada's watching. And like, he's like, the how he set them up to like not feel comfortable with like having an opinion. They're all just kind of like agreeing because we don't know what he's going to do. He's so volatile with his head of household reins. If he's telling people to kick their feet up and they're going out the door, they're just like, they don't want to make him, you know, change his mind and just put one of them up. So they're just like, okay, I'll do the rock, the gummy bear draw. And like, they're nervous about it. So I feel bad because I'm sure all of them are like, this is dumb. We shouldn't do this. But they just didn't feel comfortable with saying to Marty, including, yes. Gino, especially Gino.
Yes. Yes. And
even when they were doing their like, five, that was like the saddest like hand signal. They're just all like,
hopefully.
Okay, do you think anybody will do the five signal in the diary room?
I hope that photo does end up on the wall someday. But instead of it being like them all putting their hand up for the five signal, it's Marty reaching down into the gummy bear bucket. That's what I want to be the photo. While everyone else is like, while they're holding their hands out. That's what it should be.
So I mean, it's terrible, obviously, for poor Gino's game, but it's amazing for the lore and the history of Big Brother Canada 10. So it's the moment right now.
Yes. So Summer is going to campaign to Helena to try and get Helena's vote to keep Josh. Helena is receptive, but says she needs to think about it. So the sort of overall strategy right now is that they are not going to confirm their votes quite yet. They're going to wait a little bit until, I guess, they decide fully like what they intend to say and do. I think that they should get on top of this as soon as possible. They've sort of, you know, done this before where, like basically if Kevin and Helena both go to Summer and Betty and Josh and they all agree like, hey, we're keeping Josh. Let's make this a new five, essentially, right? Like they need to create something new here. And we're going to blindside Marty and Jace, and then Marty and Jace will be the people we target in the triple eviction. Like, I think they need to like sort of lock that in if possible. Their odds are so good, of one of those five winning in the triple eviction versus Jace, just one, that, I think they should probably go all in with it at this point, especially if they're not going to go with the split vote plan. Then if Jace wins, it's like, okay, Jace wins. Like, who's she going to target? There's five of us. And maybe she's most pissed at, you know, Kevin and Helena for flipping. Maybe she's also going to be pissed at Marty. Like, hopefully she puts up Marty, Kevin and Helena, and then maybe Josh or any of the others can use the veto on one of them, or one of them can win the veto or something like that. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world, even if Jace does win, because there's still plenty of other targets. And people that are, you know, bigger competition threats than just the two of them, theoretically. But either way, the plan right now is that they are going to be, I got to think about it.
I mean, I think it's definitely the right thing to do. But I feel it in my gut. I think that Jace is going to win this head of household. It's just like how things are going to go down. She's going to be really pissed off. I don't think she's going to throw any fists, but she's going to focus and she's going to win it. That's what I think is going to happen. And so, I mean, I think it's still great that they kind of get this group together, but I just don't have faith in them winning head of household here in this scenario. It's awesome though that everybody that's left that would be playing has never won head of household before. So it will be very nice to have a new person in power, but it'll be for like, 36 minutes and that's about it. But
Jace yeah. does have the best record for sure. She's won two competitions, two vetoes, so to speak. And she found the secret power, which kind of like a competition. It's like a competition that nobody knows they're competing in. So Versus Kevin has won one competition because Gino misspelled nominees. Then Helena won one competition because Josh threw it to her. And Betty's won one competition. Summer's won zero. Josh has won zero, although he theoretically could have won a couple if he didn't throw them. So she does have the best record for sure. So it's, she's definitely not out of it yet, but the odds are against her.
Well, the odds may be a bit against her, but I picture her like, I'm doing this for Gino. Like that's, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Floaters Gravel Life Fest.
Exactly. Right.
Sending you to my boyfriend. All right. Marty is going to talk to Gino. He says, don't worry. Kevin is going to vote for you to stay. I've got this all locked up. I had a long conversation with Kevin. I talked to him again today. I've got a final two with him. He thinks I have a final two with him, but I don't. And Gino's like, okay, cool. Cause I think I can get Summer's vote. That's Gino also talked to Jace about how, he feels like he can pitch to Summer. He's going to pitch to Summer that they're going to make like a final four, or so he can bring Summer to the final four. And he feels like he can draw on that relationship to get Summer's vote as well. So Gino says he thinks he can maybe get that.
He ruined that relationship. And the fact that he doesn't recognize that, you know, the week before, or like a couple days ago, he put her in her game life in danger. And then if she finds out about JC Lynn also not saving her game life here under his reign, like what's the purpose for her to have this relationship with you, Gino, if like you want to make her see how she fights under pressure and, you know, tests her, how she plays the game. Like, I'd be like, sorry, bud, you've lost my loyalty here. You're a really strong competitor. I could see you winning this game. It's not happening. I'm sorry. I have a better relationship with Josh at this moment, and you didn't care for me to be here. And so I'm going to have to return that favor.
Mm. So Marty's also going to talk to Jace. He tells Jace basically the same thing. And he says like, Kevin thinks he's final two with me, but you know, it's really Helena that has the real final two with me. And Jace is going to spread this information. She's already, you know, again, already knew this. He's already told her this. But it's sort of a renewal of the experience of like, okay, I'm going to go and tell Summer and Betty this, that Helena has a final two with Marty.
Well, I mean, that's really what's always been going on. I find it really funny that we're learning that there's all these final twos that are not real. So the final two, even with Helena, I thought that Helena might be into it, but obviously she's just reaping the benefits of Marty wanting to take her to final two. But her real final two is Kevin. I believe Kevin's real final two is Helena. And there's just some other final twos that I'm just like, they're all for show. I do like that people are knowing to make final twos with people so that they have some loyalty in the game. But I don't think it's a big deal that, it's pretty obvious information that Helena and Kevin are working together to some degree.
Yes. Well, so Helena is going to talk to Kevin and she's like, look, I've been thinking, is it really the right move to take out Gino? Like, what if Josh turns on us? Kevin's like, come on. Did you see Josh's face yesterday when he thought I was leaving? He's not turning on us. She's like, we need to at least like, let Gino know, right? Like ahead of time, what's going to happen. We can't like blindside Gino. Like we gotta give that respect, right? He's like, no. Like, no, we need them to be blindsided. We need Jace to be thrown off in the HOH. We gotta blindside him. She's like, Jace is gonna be so mad though. It's like, let her be.
Exactly, let her be. But it is at the jury phase of it all. So I'm just wondering like how bad it would be for their game, you know, if Gino is really salty about this lie. I wonder if it could affect like how he talks to the rest of the jurors, the other two people that follow him. I don't know. I'm wondering if this could be not telling him versus telling him could be a game losing decision. I'm not sure. Because I want the blindside, but I don't know if it's actually good.
See, I've always said this. If you blindside everybody, then nobody can be mad.
That's true.
Right?
I guess like if you backdoor everybody, then nobody could be mad as well, because it seems like most people are getting backdoored here.
Yeah. You normalize blindsides.
No more of this.
It's not good for jury management. No.
Okay.
Everyone gets blindsided all the time.
Okay. I can get behind this. I'm on board. Blindside. Yes, we're going to get a blindside. I mean, it's always good TV. If we're wanting a good TV, that like this whole season has been about making good TV, the blindside is good TV. But I'm worried that summer is going to ruin it.
Yeah, I mean, we will see. We'll see what the plan ultimately ends up being here, because that's most of the day. Again, like as of right now, Summer and Betty don't know that they have the votes quite yet. But obviously they do have the votes. There's currently kind of a battle being waged between Helena and Jace for like Betty and Summer's sort of like loyalty. But that shouldn't matter too much, considering the fact that once Summer and Betty realize they do have the votes, things should shift a little bit, but we'll see. I'm sure we'll have a lot of small updates to give you over the course of the next couple of days leading into the triple eviction, as to what exactly the plans will be for the triple eviction and how they intend to go about this eviction, this potential blindside. When are they going to tell Summer and Betty? How are they going to tell Summer and Betty? And then how do we think Jace is going to react, whether it's a blindside, whether it's not a blindside? All of those things still up in the air as we move forward to this triple.
Yes, I definitely didn't realize that I'd be looking forward to tomorrow's episode and Thursday's episode so much. I really did think at the beginning, I was like, oh God, a third Marty had a household. Like, okay. I thought I knew what was going to be happening. And the fact that it's going to be a really jam-packed Wednesday episode and a really jam-packed, I think, triple eviction, I'm looking forward to it, which is, it's as new for me this whole season.
There you go. There you go. Well, that is about what we've got for you. Chantel, anything else you wanted to bring up?
One thing, it's just kind of a funny little moment, was that Betty was, I think she was talking to Summer and Josh and talking about how she only took time off of work until April 26th because she didn't think she'd be in the game that long. And I was just like, I thought that was hilarious. And I'm like, is she going to have somebody call her work and let her know that like she's still in the game? And even if she went to jury, she'd probably still be in it. But I thought that was funny.
Well, that's the thing. The 26th doesn't make it. It's 1 week before the finale.
Right? So maybe she thought she was going to be pre-jury and just didn't like think at all. Or maybe she did the math wrong. Counted the weeks incorrectly.
Maybe she was like, well, if I survive 1 week, then I'll have a 25% chance of making it.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feed update. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. I will also be live back here tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to go through the Roundtable Stock Watch. We'll have some fun with that. We'll be talking about the week as a whole. We'll be giving out some ratings. Make sure you find me over on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. I'll be tweeting out this survey for tonight, if you want to rate the players yourself or just give your opinion on, you know, where you think people should have gone this week, how you feel about people in the week as a whole. Plenty of good questions to answer in this week's survey, I'm sure. So make sure you tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, tomorrow I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, watching the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother Canada 10. Should be a doozy. And then Survivor as well, watching live, and then we'll be recording podcasts about both after they air. So check all of it out. Chantel, where can people find you?
I'll just keep it easy at ShanFranFran on Instagram, has all my socials. And if you want to find me on YouTube, my channel is Reality Realness with 3 S's. See you too.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.